A dictation for Barbara Smith, SMITH, September 14, 52, addresses a letter to Dr. Anu, A-N-N-U, Mohan, 810-275-0307. Dear Anu, a follow-up for Mrs. Smith with a renal transplant, underlying diabetes, nephropathy, hypertension, last visit in May. We offer her to come in person, but she declines. She's still very afraid of exposing herself to crowds and potential coronavirus. She is seeing you, Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y, for anemia, Dr. Laynes, L-A-Y-N-E-S, for question lupus, and Dr. Mohan, cardiology. Has lost weight from 300 down to 295. Although appetite is okay, she's doing three small meals. When she was at the nursing home a few months back, they lost her partial teeth and she's having problems chewing. Frequent nausea, but no vomiting, no dysphagia, denies diarrhea, bleeding, good urine output without infection, cloudiness or blood. There has been no recent hospital visits or emergency room. Has edema, bilateral legs up to the groin. Presently no open ulcers. Prior ones has healed. Trying to do salt fluid restriction, denied recent chest pain. Uses CPAP machine at night. Has not required any oxygen. Chronic orthopnea around 30 degrees. No purulent material hemoptysis. Dyspnea, muscling activity not at rest. Denies pruritus. Some upper respiratory symptoms. Diabetes numbers were running low. Has discussed with a nutritionist. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the Demadex, Coric, short long-acting insulin, a number of inhalers, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, she is an African lady, excuse me, she's a black lady, alert orientation 3, normal speech, no evidence of respiratory distress at rest, she's overweight, looks older than her age, able to speak in full sentences, no expressive aphasia. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry is available. This is from August 29 yesterday, with a creatinine of 2.7 for a GFR of 17, stage 4, a normal sodium, elevated potassium at 5, normal acid base, a low albumin, a normal calcium phosphorus, anemia of 11.1, normal white blood cell, and platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4. There has been a change over the last 6 months. Background of diabetic nephropathy, hypertension. Previous no obstruction. We are going to repeat ultrasound to make sure that there is no urinary retention. She does have congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. She's known to have mitral valve abnormalities and moderate pulmonary hypertension, which could be contributing to decreased kidney function as a cardiorenal syndrome. She understands the meaning of advanced renal failure. At the same time, there is no immediate indication for dialysis. We start dialysis for symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or uncontrolled pulmonary edema. Next number, chronic lower extremity edema, which is multifactorial, including obesity, body size of the patient, as well as heart and kidneys, as indicated above. Next number, prior kidney stones with left-sided hydronephrosis and E. coli sepsis, pyelonephritis that has resolved. We'll see what the new kidney ultrasound and bladder shows. Next number, congestive heart failure diastolic type. Next number, pacemaker. Next number, a history of lupus, followed with rheumatologist, presently on Plaquenil. We'll see what the urine analysis shows, if there is severe activity for blood or red blood cell counts. There might be a component of lupus nephritis. Body size of the patient might be prohibited for a renal biopsy. Plaquenil will not treat lupus nephritis. Next number, obesity. Next number, a positive test for Coombs, question related to lupus. Similar applies to prior abnormalities on low platelets. Continue to follow with Dr. Sahai and as well as rheumatology. She has a Jehovah Witness and normally does not require blood, does not accept blood from other people. Presently, nothing to suggest active bleeding. All issues discussed at length. It was a prolonged visit. Encouraged to come in person, but I respect her concerns about exposing to crowds and people and potential catching a coronavirus infection. End of dictation.